Hi there, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Dog School for Cool. I have a question here from one of our community members about lupus. And her dog started having pink nose on one side of the nose, and her veterinarian thought that it possibly could be an autoimmune condition or lupus. The second veterinarian thought that it would possibly be something else. And our community member is confused and not sure what to do. First, before I give you a recommendation, I would like to explain what lupus is. Lupus is a condition that usually affects skin, and especially the mucocutaneous junction, which is the border between the skin and the mucosa, such as gum or any other membranes. In this situation, I looked at the picture of the dog and I could see that there's a little bit of pinkness on the nose, but there may be many different reasons why the pinkish discoloration of the nose is happening. First, any dog will get affected by many external influences, and I usually start with the simple things to see if there's something missing or if there is a toxicity. If the dog is missing any essential minerals or vitamins. And the best way to start is to ensure that your dog is on raw or cooked natural diet that you prepare at home or you get in a store frozen or prepared. But definitely, I do not recommend processed food. Processed food is one of the most common causes of allergies or autoimmune conditions such as lupus. Second, if you put your dog on a fresh diet or home-cooked diet or natural diet, you need to make sure that your dog's garbage bin, in quotes, is empty. And I usually recommend detox. Liver is one of the main parts of healthy immune system. And I usually do a liver detox. I use a product which is called Liftone, and it is on our website. Second, I would suggest conditioning the gut, because 80 to 90% of the immune function is actually in the gut. So once again, we are going back to the diet. And in addition, I would recommend Chlorophyll Complex, which is again on our website, and top it up with probiotics, making sure that the gut is not only nice and clean, but also has the right bacterial flora. The next thing that I would do is to collect your dog's hair and find out what is missing. Hair test can give you an idea what is missing and also what toxins such as mercury, arsenic, and other toxic metals are present. And if you detox your dog's body, then it will make a huge difference for your dog, but also for the immune system. In the next step, I would pay attention to the area where the lesion or discoloration is. Sometimes dogs can bump their nose or their head, or they may have some sort of restriction in the neck, and that can affect the energy flow to the nose and head. So if you use a collar, I would recommend using a harness. If your dog had an injury, I would recommend checking it or having it checked by a chiropractor, physiotherapist, or an osteopath. Every practitioner is a little different. Sometimes, it's hard to find a good experienced practitioner in an area, but I would do your best if you remember any head injuries, especially then. But also, if you don't see or haven't seen any injuries, it could have happened without you knowing. So don't discount that, and make sure that you use proper harness as opposed to collar, because that can also restrict the energy flow to the head. After you do all that, you provide the essential supplements such as greenmint and soul food and omega oils on top of the liver cleanse and the intestinal cleanse. The sequence should be as follows. First, I do liver cleanse, I use Liftone and greenmint and omega oils. And then in the next step, I would add chlorophyll, probiotics, and soul food, which is a certified organic multivitamin. And that's about all about lupus. If you have any questions, you can email us at customercare@peterdobias.com. And if you have any other questions, you can use the search window at our website in the upper left corner. And the website is drpeterdobias.com. Thank you for listening, and I will chat with you soon again. Take care.